Joining us now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have Rochelle Tipton, the head coach of the girls' track and field team. And Rochelle, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome.
So as you look back on the season, it's been a while since it concluded. You're smiling already. So there you go. Just talk a little bit about it.
Yeah, it was a really good season. We had our banquet the other day, and I was just talking, you know, with the season and how even with all the success that we had, you know, we won some meets, we're second and third and quite a few others. But even with all that success, we were still building for that end of May success. And we definitely got there. You know, even those who didn't make state were ending their meets with their best performances. But for those who were continuing on and made it, I mean, they were pretty well finishing at their best too, which is what you want to see.
Yeah, you had over 10 events, you know, placed pretty well at state.
Yeah, I mean, we had 11 events make it, and yeah, five of them got medals. A couple were just outside of getting a medal, and so yeah, it was. And even those that, you know, weren't necessarily medal contention were still really good times for them or their relay. So,
yeah, Tori White, fifth in the high jump for her, and her season was kind of up and down, wasn't it?
It was. Definitely was just adjusting to some new steps, and I think just a little pressure that she kind of had on herself, and then just, you know, gamed up when it was time and got it when needed to. And, you know, obviously I know she still would have loved to have hit that 5-4 mark, but she got 5-2 on her first try, and for that day that was good enough for fifth. So
she also got ninth, I guess, in the 100 hurdles as well.
Yeah, that's one, you know, just missed that final. She did make it last year, but, you know, she dropped time from last year. Like, that was a PR in that prelim, so okay. She definitely gave it her all and her best, and just missed.
Lauren Clark, strong performances for you as well. Talk about her.
Yeah, Lauren was another one who ran faster than she did last year, and still just missed state in the 100, but she got herself to the final in the 100, but she got herself there in the 2 and had a really great prelim. And I mean, she had a really good final too. There was a little bit of, you know, the meet got a little behind, so she warmed up a little longer than we would have liked her to have done. And so, but she still ran out really well. And I know she's got big goals. She'll want a medal in both next year. And I know she's eyeing our school record in that 200.
Yeah. So she'll have a little bit of pressure on her next year, won't she?
Maybe a little bit, but she's usually one who can step up to that. And she lets it be a positive pressure versus a negative. So, yeah.
Okay, well, that's good. And you had, I think 3 relays come in top 10.
Yeah, so the 4x2 got 6th, the shuttle hurdle got 7th, and the sprint medley got 8th. So those were all medaling teams, which was exciting. The 4x2 crushed their school record they had set a couple times in the season, so that was really fun to see. The sprint medley came very close to setting the school record, and I mean, they were in the fast heats, but those second heats at state were both super fast, so they had to, you know, come out and perform and beat teams in their heat to assure the medals, and they got it done.
Any of these performances kind of surprised you at all? Or did you knew they were capable? Or
I knew they were capable. Like, I'll say the 4x2, like, the splits that they all split, they were definitely capable of doing, but that they did get it done on the same day together. Like, I was definitely in a happy shock when I saw that 1:43 time, because we haven't seen that time from our athletes before in that relay, with it being the school record. So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely a nice surprise.
Yes,
definitely.
Yes.
And as you mentioned, a lot of meet wins throughout the season. You know, one of the better track and field teams you've had, isn't it?
Yeah, I definitely agree that, you know, this group, I mean, it was led by the wonderful seniors that we're going to miss, just kind of setting that bar of, you know, we want to succeed, we want to have success, and we're going to put in the work to do it. And I mean, like I said, they've set that bar, and I know that, you know, the juniors going to be seniors next year are going to keep that leadership going, and everybody's just kind of, I think, expecting that and knows that that's what we want to see, and so they're ready to step up.
Any athletes that, you know, showed good improvement, worked real hard, that maybe we didn't talk about a whole lot during the season you want to mention?
Well, we had a couple ones kind of just join in, like 400s right at the end of the season, and performed well. So I think that, like, they're going to be ones who can have some potential to help with like our 4x4 relay next year with Darby Owens, Nevaeh Miller. We kind of put them in at the end, and they were running easy splits under 70 seconds, which was really nice to see. Makara Budinich gave the 400 hurdles a try, so we're going to see if we can work on that. And just that hurdle group as a whole, I mean, we're going to obviously lose Macy, and that's going to be a big loss, but we've got some, you know, Nevaeh and Makara, but Ashlyn Carston, JC Pitts and Jasmine Rivera are all right there, you know, ready to try and take in and take up that spot and keep going. And we've got a lot of good ones that are ready to step up next year.
As you look at the competition, it was very tough this year in the conference. Did you foresee that anything changing next year?
Not necessarily. Yeah. In terms of, I don't know how much better they'll get, but, you know, hopefully, you know, we'll at least stay, if not get better. It'd be nice to maybe try and sneak out of fourth place, but if we can at least be really as close as we can to those top four teams, that would be really good.
Oh, yeah. It's nice to, you know, too, to have stiff competition to go against. It helps, you know, the motivation, the drive, and, you know, you got to perform your best all the time.
Yeah, no, it's nice to have those. We went to Ames this year. I kind of think that might be a meet we kind of stay at just because it is one of those where it makes you a step up. We didn't place, obviously, you know, very well as a team, but at the same time, when I look at how close we were points-wise to some of those big teams that were in front of us, like, it's like, oh, no, we held our own.
Yeah.
And it really does. It makes you have to have those best performances if you want to do well. So,
anything else you want to say about this year's team before we wrap up? We appreciate all your time this season.
Oh, well, thank you. Just again, you know, how exciting the season was. You know, they want more. I mean, even with all that success we had, I know that there are some who were still disappointed in different aspects of the season, different ones who were hoping to get to state that didn't, or wanting to get to state in this event as well as when they did and didn't quite get there. So I know that they're ready to keep that drive going for next year.
All right. Well, best of luck. And again, thanks for your time this year.
Yeah, thank you.
Michelle Tifton, the head coach of the Newton Girls Track and Field Team, joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.